Thank you for helping me pack, love. You know, I always forget something, so it's nice having you around to double check everything. So, before I leave tomorrow, there is one thing I need to tell you. Well, 5 days is a long time to be on a work trip, and I'm gonna miss you. And I know you'll miss me. And my mouth. I think I've spoiled you, honestly. Twice every day is a lot for any man to get his cock sucked. I know, it's partly my fault. I'm insatiable, but look. I decided I really don't want you to go that long without getting your cock pampered, so... You know that girl who babysits for our neighbors? Yeah, the senior. She always has her hair in braids, you know. Well, I had a talk with her, and I won't go into the details, but I hired her for the week. She's going to come over here twice a day and take care of you. No, I'm not joking. Honestly, you should have seen her face light up when I told her what she'd be doing. She tried to play it off and act real hesitant and proper, but I could tell. I think she's been eyeing you for months, actually. You should really put on a shirt when you mow their front lawn, love. So that's okay, right? Good. She's going to come over here anytime now so I can show her the ropes of cum. Sorry, show her the ropes. Ah, that must be her. I'm almost nervous. Okay, you go sit down in the living room and I'll bring her in. And that's the kitchen, and you can help yourself to whatever you like while you're here. And here's my husband. You've seen him around, right? He's a fucking hunk of meat or what, huh? I know you two haven't officially met yet, but you might as well get friendly now. You'll have his cock in your mouth for the next week. Don't be shy. You'll have a great time, I promise. You said earlier that you didn't have much experience with this kind of thing, right? No, it's totally fine. No problem at all. I'm going to show you just how he likes it. So have a seat over there. You know what? Actually, come closer and sit right down next to us. He's a big boy, but I want you to get nice and close and see how I touch him. Some guys are self-conscious about having their junk out when it's not hard yet, but he doesn't care. He knows I like to feel it go from soft to hard, and he lets me take it out right away. There he is. Look at Love, she's blushing. She looks so cute when she's embarrassed though, doesn't she? I'm just teasing you, sweetheart. I know this is a lot to take in at once. Literally. Sorry. Okay. Enough of that. Down to business. So first, I like to nuzzle his cock with my whole face while I run my hands up and down his thighs and chest. He says affection is his biggest kink, so I make sure he knows I love spending time with his cock. This handsome, yummy cock. I take things very slowly and leisurely, just to show him that I could do this all day. This isn't a chore I'm doing to just get over with. This is a privilege for me to indulge in. To take in his smell, give him sweet kisses. Oh. Around his thighs and stomach. Ah. my breath is really relaxed, and when I moan, he can hear all that relaxation in my voice as I exhale. After I rub my face all over his cock, I start brushing the sensitive parts with my lips, the underside of the head, then down halfway his shaft in the middle, and the same height on either side. These are sensitive. Can you see? Lean in a little. Don't be shy. At first you barely need to touch them to make him feel good, so just tease them. And then I give him a little time to reset. My lips wander down to his base. Or maybe my nose nuzzles his balls. And then I go back to teasing those sensitive areas. Oh, he likes to moan, as you can hear. You like this pretty young thing watching while I worship your cock, huh? I'm gonna miss you, babe. My mouth and poor little pussy are gonna miss my favorite cock so, so much. Anyway, it doesn't take too long for him to need more stimulation to feel really good. So now that he's nice and hard, I like to plant my lips on the underside of his head like this. And flick my tongue while my lips stay planted there. Now it's finally time to wrap my lips around him. Just purse your lips like you're gonna kiss the tip of his cock. And then just keep going down until his cock hides in your mouth. Hold your mouth there for a few moments, just gently sucking him, and don't forget to moan to show him how delicious his cock is. I love it when you groan for me, love. Don't be shy around the girl, okay? She needs to know when she's being a good girl for you. Look at her. Oh, sweet girl, you're liking this, aren't you? It's okay. Don't try and hide it. You're biting your lip and your eyes have that glaze to them. Now, normally I would say sit back, rub that clit, and enjoy the show. But I need you to focus on my instructions right now, okay? Good girl. Now, where was I? Okay. So just bob up and down slowly and smoothly on the head. And eventually you can start taking his cock all the way into your mouth. Or as far as you can. And remember, suck it in slow. Slow is sexy. There's no need to rush. If he wants you to go faster, he'll start thrusting his hips or guide your head down on him at the speed he wants. He'll be gentle, though, won't you? But usually he wants it pretty slow. I don't know if you know this at your age, but you really don't have to go turbo speed on a cock to make it come. Anyway, just keep his cock nice and slick. He likes seeing me be real sloppy and messy with my saliva on his cock, so every so often I'll take him deep enough to get some saliva from the back of my throat. You can use that to slobber all over him and keep it nice and wet. Wow. I'm filthier than I realized. What else? You can grip the base of his cock tightly to make it stiffer and a little more sensitive. I like to flick my tongue around his head when I do that. Honestly, you can do almost anything you feel like, as long as he keeps moaning and doesn't come too soon. Speaking of which, I could make him come right now if I wanted to, but guys aren't lucky like us girls. They don't get to come 5 times in a row, so I give him as much pleasure as possible until his orgasm starts building up too much, and then I let his cock rest a bit. So once he's hard and you've started sucking him, you pleasure his cock, especially the head. Then you give him a break and then repeat. If he's getting too close to coming, he'll let you know by, well, for me, he squeezes my throat. God, we're dirty, aren't we? I never realized until I started saying this shit out loud to an 18-year-old. God, I like to be choked, but for you, maybe you can just squeeze your shoulder or something. You got that, love? Be gentle with the little girl. Anyway, while you're giving his cock a break, you can do all sorts of things. Rub his chest, kiss his legs, play with his balls, and sometimes I like to just touch myself and stare at his cock while it throbs. Sometimes he'll want you right back on his cock in a few seconds, and other times he wants to wait a little longer. At some point, I'll just let my mouth wander down to his balls. Lick them. Suck them gently. Nuzzle them with your nose. And while you're doing that, just run a finger up and down the middle of his cock. Like this. It's a big tease and he loves it. Whatever you're doing, don't forget to keep moaning. I'm not saying you have to be a porn star, just little soft moans to show him with your voice that you enjoy this as much as he does. And smile. I know it's easy to get distracted when you're all hot and bothered, but a warm smile goes a long way. What? Oh, I'm sorry, love. I've been so busy talking, I haven't been giving you enough attention. Just watch me while I suck him for a little. When he's really close to the edge, there's something special you can do. If I just stroke up his cock and all the way up over the head, just once, like this. See? His cock twitches and he can't help but groan. It's because one more stroke could have sent him over the edge. Now he needs a couple seconds to calm down. And this is where you really get to feel powerful. It takes some practice, but if you're careful, you can find the absolute minimum amount of time his cock needs to recover before it bursts. Then you can stroke him just slowly enough so that he's on the edge of orgasm the whole time. It's really fun. One time, I kept him so close that he was just giving me one long, continuous groan. I almost came. Now, if he actually gets too close to the edge, he might want to squeeze the tip with his fingers. And that kind of resets it. You could do that too if you want. But eventually, of course, he's gonna have to let go of that lovely warm cum he's been selfishly keeping inside. Now, if you're okay with this so far, you shouldn't have any problem with him coming in your mouth, right? You're blushing. I guess I would too. That is okay with you, isn't it? If my husband's thick cock empties its load into your mouth. Good girl. He will let you know when he's about to burst, so when he does, just take as much of his cock into your mouth as you can and stroke the rest of it with one hand. After he's pumped out the last drop of cum, keep the head gently in your mouth for a few seconds. Actually, let's just show you that right now. It's been a short session for him, but I think he'll be nice and let me demonstrate. Are you ready to come for me, love? I know it hasn't been as long as usual, but it's just a shower. Good. I'm ready, love. Phoebe, please, please. Yeah, you gonna come? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, love. Thank you. My man likes seeing my little pretty face all messy, doesn't he? Your good girl smiling up at you. Happy to be claimed by your cock. Well, there you go. That's how you suck my husband's cock. I know the choking kind of seems rough, but he's a really big sweetie. And he likes to snuggle afterwards, don't you? Sometimes I just lay my head on his lap and he plays with my hair. Or am I just snuggle up on his chest? I recommend that. It's really cozy. Do you think you can do all that for him? Great! I am sure you will be wonderful. Just remember twice a day for the next 5 days. So what do you think, Luff? She's perfect, right? Okay, let's clean up and go get dinner started. Do you want to stay for dinner?